I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD News in charge of Ruidoso and Lincoln County. ENMU Ruidoso has a new school president, and he is Ryan Trosper, who was formerly the vice president of student learning at the university there in Ruidoso. Trosper succeeds Dr. Ryan Karstens, who wasn't even at the university for 2 years. The New Mexico Department of Health reported 301 new additional cases of the COVID-19, and here in Lincoln County, 4 new cases were reported. During their meeting Tuesday night, the Ruidoso Municipal School Board looked at 2 options on when to reopen schools in Ruidoso. Superintendent Dr. George Bickert explained that
it will all be on what they're hearing feedback from the community. Do parents want their kids back in school? Then I think the vote will be to start right after Labor Day. And If we're more hesitant about that, then maybe after the first 9 weeks. But it's a phase in anyway, so we'll just see where it goes. We could make a decision, and then the governor could come back on Thursday or Friday at her next press conference. Hey, you all are shut down until January.
Former Republican District 2 candidate Claire Chase says that primary winner Yvette Harrell can beat Social Tourist Small in November, and that voters must remember that Small deceived them 2 years ago, convincing them she was a moderate.
I believe that Yvette has a really strong chance at winning this back. Horace Small voted to impeach the president, that she had that advertisement where she was shooting a gun and then turned around and hired an anti-gun lobbyist as her campaign manager. You know, she's very hypocritical. She says one thing and then her actions speak louder than her words, which I hope every voter in the district remembers come November. Because, you know, she really is a wolf in sheep's clothing, and we have got to make sure that we turn this.
In charge of the news for Ruidoso and Lincoln County, I'm Tom A. Reese.